with Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie. November 10th, 1975.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.
And we always recognize the date by playing Gordon Lightfoot's Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald as the wake-up song, which we did an hour ago. But you never know what you're going to be hearing on WSGW. Because you would have heard this song, too, if you're listening after the 3 o'clock news to the Coast to Coast program hosted by George Norris. He started out the hour playing The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Wow. He played the whole song or just a part of it?
Just a part of it. As much time as George has on his program, he still had a tough time playing all 6 minutes.
Yeah, right.
Which is a shame because it's a great song from start to finish.
Oh, yeah.
And I've already pledged, and this is just the 46th year. Come the 50th, we'll find time to play the whole.
Yeah.
And actually, I have a link up to the song on our Morning Team page. If you want the entire song, you can find that. But it was fascinating because he had dedicated his final 2 hours between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. to talking about the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald and other shipwrecks on the Great Lakes with an expert guest. And when he started talking about having an expert guest, I knew. I was here, and I knew who it had to be.
Yeah, right. Yeah, likewise. As soon as I heard what the topic was and heard the voice, I knew, whoa, that's Rick.
Rick Mixter, who for years did his journalistic work in the Great Lakes Bay region, was George Norrie's guest for 2 hours in a fascinating interview.
Mm-hmm, sure was.
And backed up, the first hour was the complete interview between George and Rick. Mm-hmm. And then they took calls in the second hour. And how many callers did we hear say, wow, you are a great guest. Love hearing your stories. You were amazing. It was really a nice testament to Rick's dedication to his topics that he has researched and has written about and had videoed and produced so much over the years.
In fact, we had one local caller here who said it's the best show they've heard on Norrie's. It was a great show.
You can hear that show. We have a link on the WSW Morning Team page. And if you go to WSW.com, scroll down the homepage, find the Morning Team box, click on it for today's date, November 10, 2021. And the show is actually up and loaded now. I actually had the link created last hour when they hadn't even loaded the show up, but I said at some point, and now it's there. So if you go and click on the link, you'll find that you can download a listening opportunity. Now, George's show is 4 hours long. The first 2 hours, he had a different guest. Just so you know, if you're starting to listen, wondering, well, where's Rick? He was in the second half.
Okay.
3 to 5. But it was really interesting. It was cool to hear this. So this is I'll give you a little of Rick's kind of the very start of the program, but on a national show heard on hundreds of affiliates across the nation, it was really cool to hear Rick Mixter say this.
Out of the Bay City, Saginaw, but I was born and raised up in the UP, so I worked at Channel 6 as one of my first stations, in addition to a bunch of radio stations. So a great career in Michigan and just incredible stories that included a lot of shipwrecks.
It's nice to hear Bay City, Saginaw, Upper Peninsula.
Yep.
And throughout his interview, he made so many references to so many geographic locations that we would recognize here.
And later mentioned that he worked at TV12 and TV5.
So that was just a nice local connection there. And his information is always fascinating. I've had the fortune to interview Rick before. Mm-hmm. On Art Lewis's show. He's just one of the nicest guys and great interviews that you'll ever have, as evidenced by what George did. And speaking of George Norrie, he told a story to Rick that I did not know about the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah, George was working in Detroit in a TV newsroom.
Oh, really?
Here it is. I cut that clip. Yeah, it was amazing. I knew he worked in Detroit as a newsman.
Okay.
But here is his connection to the Edmund Fitzgerald. This is George Norrie.
Back on November 10th, 1975, I'm a producer at WJBK in Detroit. And it's about 6:30, 7 o'clock, something like that. There's a little clip on the Associated Press Newswire that said there's a ship missing at Lake Superior. And I said, my gosh. So we had a night crew working for us. Two guys, Les Walden and Ken Schneer, the sound man. Les was the cameraman. And the reporter was a fellow by the name of Ron Sanders. And I said, what the heck? You know, we're not doing anything tonight. Go. And I sent him out there. My news director called me up, Rick, and he went nuts. He said, what are you spending all that money for on a missing ship? And I said, Dick, his name was Dick Graff at the time. He's dead now. And I said, Dick, I have a hunch that this is a huge story. And look what happened. CBS News used our video footage the next day. What we had, Rick, are things from the ship that floated to shore. It was absolutely chilling.
Huh.
Wow, remember, I never knew that. He's in Detroit.
Right, yeah.
He sends a crew to the Upper Peninsula.
Yeah.
I'm trying to imagine what the crew is thinking. You want us to go where?
Right.
But it turned out that he's the one that had it. But I never knew he was responsible for that decision that got the original coverage of the debris.
And there wasn't that much debris. But what they got, the network kept calling and asking, feed us more, feed us more, feed us more.
Yeah, and there just wasn't any more.
No.
And, of course, they certainly highlighted how the legend lives on because of Gordon Lightfoot's wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, which made it the most famous of all the thousands of shipwrecks that Rick mentions. What do you say, 5,000?
Yeah,
no, I'm sorry, 15,000 shipwrecks.
Yeah.
5,000, he thinks, are still undiscovered.
And several of them, he referenced, are in that same vicinity, shipwreck graveyard, I think he called it.
Mm-hmm. But when you think about the depths of Superior and all these years, it's just amazing. Although, with technology, he thinks they're going to start finding more and more. But it was just really...
Who was the first to go down and find it on the bottom of Lake Superior?
He might have made that reference, but I can't remember.
I think they used a submersible.
Is that what they did? Yeah, they videoed it.
And they were shocked when they found it. Initially, they thought it was intact, and then they found that it was actually in two pieces. And the weird part of it, they thought they were both sitting upright, and it turns out that the stern was actually turned around backwards and upside down. And they're trying to figure out, how did that happen?
Okay.
And they started to investigate and think they found some of the different reasons of why the wreck happened. Rick Mixter talks about he thinks it was a wave that just... Started the tragic downfall.
Not just any wave, 30 or 40-foot wave.
Yeah. Wow. Just amazing.
And, again, and he talks about how that kind of weather occurs and why it occurs on the Great Lakes.
Yeah, because now they have buoys out that they can measure wind and wave speeds, which they didn't have in 75, but now they know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's just incredible.
Yeah.